WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR.chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel for free. You can use creator code ROCKSOCK at the Fortnite shop when you buy Spider-Man, Simpsons, and more, because hashtag epic partner. I am the producer. Joined, as always, by the intern...
All right, we're here to kick off this SummerSlam main events tournament, right?
Yeah, kicking
totally,
it off.
Totally doing it in one night.
One night only, all-time greatest tournament kicking off here tonight. Because we have the one, the only, Keishi Matsunaga.
Am I dates wrong?
No.
Are we doing this? Oh, okay.
It's the second day of the SummerSlam tournament.
I see.
Someone was too busy to finish the tournament in one night, and that would be the one and only Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We're streaming to you live on twitch.tv/WTR Live. Chat room set up. Come and join us in the chat room. Say hello to everybody, like Matt. Hi, Matt. And, of course, you know, the lovely Lindsay Ward is always there. Hi to Lindsay. I know that you're listening someplace. Probably you're at home.
One
word, and I suppose I have to call up the webpage where the challenge is.
If you'd like to follow along in the process, you go to WrestleTalkRadio.com. It's that simple. As I hear myself through Tim.
Why?
I don't know. Why it sounded like you had the stream on. Anyway, we're here to talk the all-time greatest. We're at round three of the tournament. Before we get into the tournament, it is now official. The Beast is retired. Again?
He got the send-off at WrestleMania. He just wanted to ride off into the sunset now. So, more power to him for that. Plus, I think if you did anything at SummerSlam, people would call out the fact of, wait, you already did this before, and you backed away from it. What are you doing now?
That's a good question. What do you do now? I guess he goes to the Hall of Fame upcoming, guys?
That's the rumor. He's going to be involved in 2027 somehow, and more than likely, he's going to be Hall of Fame.
Is Taker going to go find him while he's, like, out hunting in the wilderness to tell him?
He needs to.
It needs to be Taker who does it. It needs to be Taker who walks up to Brock and just goes, "You son of a bitch, you're going in." Only just because all the history with those two, and Brock would appreciate it. Brock would just be laughing the whole time, like, "All right, come on, dead man."
So that should be a thing. And one other note before we get into the tournament: good job, Brent. You've injured another person.
Look, Shay was already injured. It was we finally got confirmation of how bad it was.
The one
last night. The one
from Friday. Yeah.
Look, she's also injury prone. So
we got injured last night.
Back
your interim women's champion.
Oh, was that? I thought that was Friday.
That was Friday.
Friday.
So she broke her orbital bone. Good job, Brent. Chelsea Green has been injured.
But at least that way she can just wear a mask.
Yeah.
Okay. But she just got the belt, Brent. You had to just, you know, ruin her time.
But she also gets the bedazzled mask, so it's all good. She already owns it. Just pull it out of, you know, the closet. Add a few more rhinestones to it.
Be like, don't worry. I was ready for this.
Yep. And honestly, if you want to, you turn it into storyline of whoever her next challenger is just goes, look, you're always hurt. You just got the belt. You're hurt again. It's easy pickings to take this off of you. And then Chelsea can put up a good fight, retain the belt, and get the fans continuing behind her.
That would be the right move to do. So those are the headlines of the week. Tim, do you have any opinions on either one of the topics that were mentioned?
Currently, no, not really. However, I am wondering where the curse is on SmackDown. Is it the belt?
It's Danhausen.
That is fair. If you're going to ask about the curse, there's only one real answer.
Minihausens.
So yeah, there we go. All right, it's time to jump into it. The all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
So we're in round three of the tournament. Casey, you blame them for all the things that were eliminated in the past, but now you're helped to move things here in the going forward. We have.
I'm happy to take some of the blame going forward.
There you go. It is Team WWE versus the Nexus from SummerSlam 2010, taking on Hell in a Cell Edge versus The Undertaker. And we'll start with you, Casey.
I'm going Edge versus Taker. That was going to be like one of my picks in picking like the top to bottom best SummerSlam matches. Team WWE versus the Nexus was not on there. Fun, like, payoff with bringing John Cena, bringing back Daniel Bryan after he got, you know, fired from the company for choking Justin Roberts with his own tie. But the Hell in the Cell match overall is better, in my opinion.
Okay. Tim?
What Casey said, pretty much. So my vote goes to the Hell in the Cell Taker versus Edge.
Brent, do you agree? Edge.
Oh, Taker versus Edge, good match, Hell in a Cell. There was just so much involved with the WWE versus Nexus as that main event, bringing back Daniel Bryan, having the conflicting egos and how they interacted and the turns that even happened in the match. And then we got to the end, and I mean, it is unfortunate that it did turn out that way because you really could have made something of the Nexus by having them beat John Cena. But we all know the era that that was in, and it wasn't going to be anything but Lil Cena wins, because that's what Vince wanted. But I still think overall, as the main event, there's so much involved with it, there's so much schmoz that it's like, I had to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Hell in a Cell, though, moves on. Maybe gotcha. You could help move something else on here. It is the World Championship Elimination Chamber match. Triple H, Chris Jericho, Kevin Nash, Goldberg, Randy Orton, and the Heartbreak Kid from SummerSlam 2003, taking on John Cena, Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Championship, SummerSlam 2014. We'll start with you, Brent.
Even though Suplex City was fun, and it was, we talk about Lol Cena wins, this is one of those moments where, holy shit, it didn't happen, and it was, the result wasn't necessarily the only shocking part. It was more, Jesus God, Cena's decimated in this match. It was that it wasn't close and Brock Lesnar owned him in the way that he didn't even get to do when he first came back in 2013.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to go with the first chamber, or the chamber match here.
Okay.
You had Shawn, you had Triple H, you had Jericho. Nash in there is a little weird.
He wasn't there long.
No. Goldberg, no. There's things to be said about him in this match. But overall, the match itself was entertaining.
I mean, he should have won the chamber.
He should have won, but we were dealing with Trunk Shorts Triple H at that point, so.
Well, what's funny is Triple H would drop the belt a month later to Goldberg at Unforgiven, so who knows?
Just not at that point.
Yeah. All right, Keishi.
I too am going to pick the Elimination Chamber match. As, like Brent said, as entertaining as Suplex City was, and as, like, shocking as it was that, you know, Cena basically got ragdolled the whole time,
mm-hmm.
The Chamber match is the more entertaining match overall to me.
Tim.
Yes, I enjoyed the Elimination Chamber match more. So I will pick that one.
It is the WWF Championship, Steve Austin versus The Undertaker from 1998. Or the Intercontinental Championship, Bret Hart versus the British Bulldog from 1992, Tim.
Hey, Austin Taker was a great match, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But the IC Championship match, and you guys can call me whatever you want to call me. I really don't give a good goddamn. But that thing main evented. That pay-per-view sold out Wembley Stadium. Absolutely massive, huge, ginormous, very well put together match. And just more entertaining overall. It's the IC Championship for me.
Brent.
Both are very good. I mean, honestly, this feels a bit like a coin flip in a sense
mm-hmm.
with what's happening. Because you had, I believe this was the Highway to Hell match, Austin and Taker.
It was yep. Highway to Hell.
And we talked about it when it was first listed on this of there was the Takers with Kane. Is Kane going to interfere? And, you know, can Austin trust the situation? And ultimately, it was a straight up match. And then the shit with Kane happened after. But it's like it was a really good pairing between the two. And then Brett and Davey, there's something about the fact that the main event was the IC title in Wembley with everything that was going on with it, even though like they tried to throw the family drama in there and bless her heart, she just couldn't sell that part. But the
I know
itself,
Diana Hart. She's not an actress.
Nor did she play one on TV.
No.
Especially in this angle. But it's like Brett and Davey put together a great match. The right person won, especially where they were. Probably was Davey's career highlight because he never got the world title. Like I said, to me, ultimately it's a coin flip, but I'll go with the bigger crowd, bigger moment of Brett Davey.
Keishi?
Just to be different, I'm going to pick the other match, even though I know it's not moving on.
But you know what? That's great to give it its due and you know, yeah. Give it some runs and go for it.
Here's why. So, like, Brett and Davey had the better wrestling match, 100%. Taker and Austin had the more entertaining wrestling match, if that makes any sense. Like, as soon as you said it, all I could remember was the video package that they put together with, like, Highway to Hell playing in the background and, like, those two, like, walking through what looked like a dilapidated construction site or something. There were explosions going off. Like, they built this match up, like, super entertaining. The match itself was, you know, I mean, it's Taker and Austin. Those two are never going to have a better technical wrestling match than Brett and Davey, even on their best day.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, yeah, you can't argue that Bret Hart and Davey for the IC title in Wembley Stadium, the like quote unquote family stuff behind that, and like that kind of like that was more of an emotional story. They played with, you know, two guys who are related through marriage are giving it their all for this one title. And they like left it all in the ring. And at the end, they hugged it out. It was like a feel good moment that was wrapped up in a fantastic wrestling match. On the other side, this match was built solely on like entertainment and just beating the holy crap out of each other. So like two different styles of matches, great for their own rights. And just from like pure entertainment standards, I'm going to pick the Highway to Hell match.
So fun fact about the Highway to Hell, Austin has suffered a concussion early on in that match. And
doesn't remember it at all?
apparently he struggled for a while. So as good as it was, he was concussed. All right, up next, it is the WWF Championship. The Rock versus Kurt Angle versus Triple H, SummerSlam 2000 versus Last Man Standing for the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, SummerSlam 2022, Casey.
Was this one the one with like the tractor in the ring?
Yeah, the forklifting tractor.
Yeah, it is very hard for me to choose between these two, mostly because like my memory of the matches themselves are pretty vague. So I'm going to pick Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar solely on based around Brock Lesnar standing on top of the forklift, tossing the microphone, and Roman Reigns catching it without looking. That's the only reason I'm choosing that one, because of that moment alone.
While the microphone toss, no look catch is definitely a moment, I'm picking Taker versus Bret. That was back in 1997, year of the...
Are you that was in the match, though, Tim.
What are you talking about?
What?
He's going up against The Rock versus Kurt Angle versus Triple H.
For the WWF Championship at SummerSlam 2000.
Which one are we on? What?
We are The Rock versus Triple H.
Never mind. Yeah. Shut up.
Bracket 27.
Jumped. I accidentally jumped. It happens.
It does happen.
I'm doing paperwork. Shut up.
Let me think. The Undisputed Universal versus the other one.
Okay. The no look mic toss catch. That's your moment.
That's what he remembers most about it.
I mean, that and like lifting the ring, one corner of it, you, like 10 feet in the air.
Yeah, but you 100% totally completely left out a fan at the end of the match. Made Brock break.
I'd see. I don't remember that part. I remember the ring getting lifted into the air and the no look catch on that, like the promo lead up.
I remember that too, but I also remember Brock breaking.
Was that why you're going with the match?
Well, it's the three reasons why I'm going with that match.
Okay, right.
Well, I mean, the mic toss is really good and all, but when you really look back at Trick Williams versus Baron Corbin for the United States title.
Fuck off, Brent. Brent.
Oh, wait, we're not talking about that match? Hang on. Fuck off, Brent. Let me reset. Hang on. So, I got a Triple H versus Kurt Angle versus The Rock for the WWF Championship. One of the things that I had in contention for my main event when I picked my SummerSlam card, because aside from the fact you had three really good workers working in a triple threat for the title, you had the undercurrent of Triple H, Kurt Angle, and Stephanie McMahon and all the shit that was going on between them. And then the stuff that happened after the match where, even during the match, Kurt Angle gets a concussion and completely throws a wrench into everything that's planned, and then comes back out, finishes the match, and carries off Stephanie McMahon, and you have Triple H like stumbling back up the ramp going, what the fuck is happening, while The Rock celebrates in the ring to end the show.
All right, Roman and Brock have moved on. It is The Undertaker versus Bret Hart from 1997 for the WWF Championship against the Undisputed Championship match between The Rock and Brock Lesnar from SummerSlam 02. Tim.
Can we let Tim start this one? Yeah.
I was going to have Tim. He was eager to talk about
definitely, it. Yeah, definitely with this one, I have to choose the all-meat lover's pizza.
Oh. Now it's going to be a thing.
Yeah, it's Taker versus Bret Hart. And it's not just the match. It's the entire fucking storyline leading up to the screwjob.
Okay.
That was the one with Sean as special guest referee. Yes. And it just the absolute look of hatred exchanged between Brett and Sean, while Sean was forced to count three fairly.
All right, Casey.
I'm going to have to agree with Tim on this one. The whole match and how it's put together with Shawn Michaels being the special guest referee, accidentally costing Taker the match, and like just the look of disdain on his face as he had to sit there and count, even with like the pause for the three and just looking and be like, you son of a fine. And like, he still managed to do it. I mean, the fact that it led to everything that it did after is besides the point. Just that whole beef between the two of them, considering, you know, there was elements of real life to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that over Taker versus The Rock. I mean, that was a great match too. You can't knock that. I mean, it's good that it got as far as it did for a reason. But between these two, I'm going to go with Taker versus Bret.
Right.
Taker, Bret, Shawn, for reals this time. Fine moment. The interplay with them and Shawn as a special guest referee was really good. It's a pity vote, but I'm going to throw it behind Brock and Rock, because this was essentially the anointing of the next big thing. This is him winning his first title, the youngest champion at the time, until Randy took that from him. But it was like, this was that moment that Brock really took that step, and you kind of took pause and were like, okay, we're about to see something here. I know that, you know, he had his issues left, tried to play NFL, went to the UFC, came back, and then just dominated yet again. In this case, I'm going to give the pity vote to Brock Rock.
It is Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker from SummerSlam 2015 versus the WWF Championship match between Steve Austin, Mankind, and Triple H from SummerSlam 1999. Brent.
Brock Taker, that's sit-up, right?
That is the sit-up meme sit-up. Yep, that's the meme sit-up.
And the pass-out middle finger.
And the victory thanks to the low blow.
Low blow, Hell's Gate, pass out. I'm going to go Austin Taker, or Austin Mankind, Triple H.
Okay. Tim.
Yeah. This one for me is a coin toss. So hang on a second. Okay. Now I've got my quarter. I've got the quarter. Now, Casey, tell me which one's heads and which one's tails.
The head is the one. Well, how new is this quarter?
It's a Canadian quarter.
Yeah, but how new is it? Does it have the king or the queen on it?
Oh, it's got the queen. It's 1999.
Okay, heads is the queen, tails is the caribou.
That's not what I was asking.
Which one is heads, which one is tails on this situation?
He wants you to choose the matches.
I don't want to do that. That's not as fun. Heads is Lesnar, Taker, tails is Austin, Mankind, Triple H.
I still appreciate you having to tell him which one the head is on the coin. Good job, Casey. Yeah. Bravo.
By the way, you're wrong anyway, Casey. On the tails is that stick figure drawings of the kids.
Oh, you got one of them special edition coins.
Yeah, that should not be spent because it's a special edition coin.
So anyway, we'll just say that Brock and Taker is the heads because that's the first one listed.
Yep.
Well, I flipped the coin and it's tails.
Okay.
Austin Mankind, Triple H.
Casey, do you have a quarter, a dime, a nickel, something to flip to make your pick? What's your pick?
I'm just going to go ahead and also go.
Don't ask if he has any pennies.
Who flips a penny? They're too small.
They don't exist in Canada.
They do if you've been hoarding them.
Nor here. Anyway.
I'm also going to go with the squiggly kids and choose
Steve Austin, Mankind. Taker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Squiggly kids.
All right, Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, SummerSlam 2005 versus Cody Rhodes versus John Cena at SummerSlam 2025 for the Undisputed WWE Championship in a street fight. Casey.
It's really hard for me to not pick a match with Shawn Michaels doing his damnedest to take a hit and fly as far across the ring as humanly possible from bell to bell. The John Cena Cody Rhodes match was good, but yeah, I can't go against the entertainment that was Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan.
Brother, Brent.
Yeah. It's two very different things that make me want to pick each of these matches. For Hogan and Shawn, it is just the absolute spectacle, and not in a good way, of Hogan going into this match wanting to fight and Shawn just wanting no fucking part of it. Like, all right, you just want to come in and get your win? Cool. I'm going to make you look so fucking ridiculous while this is happening. And then halfway through the match, Hogan just seeing what's happening and is just like, are you fucking serious? And then it kind of levels out towards the end. That itself is just kind of entertaining in its own way, but I don't know if I can fully call it a match because of Sean, like, catapulting himself into the fourth row after a kick.
That's why I said it was, I could not, had to pick the perfect entertainment.
Exactly. But for me, it was the thing of, like, you had Cody and Cena, you got the first match, and we all, I think, were kind of disappointed by the WrestleMania match. Cena working slow, deliberate, but still, it's just one of those things, like, it happened, and you kind of just sit there and go, we have to watch this. And then the absolute clusterfuck of an ending with, whatever the hell his name is, Travis Scott, which ultimately got him let go from the angle. And then right before, like, we saw it coming into SummerSlam, and we were kind of like, this has to be better. This has to be better. And Cena and WWE recognizing in the moment, like, this isn't working. We need to shift gears. We need to just let these two guys just go. Yeah. And Cena cuts that promo to be, you know, returning to, you know, seeing the light, returning to Cena. The two have a really good match. And there's that bit right towards it, about three-fourths of the way through, where Cena comes up the Cody Vader and he has that look on his face. And we all kind of go, oh God, is this where he reveals that, like, nope, he's just going to be Cena from the past couple of months. Here we go. And instead, we continue the match. Cody gets the win. And we realize, like, this was really good. I think overall, I've got to go Cody Cena just because it was an actual match.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, Cody Cena was just fine. And everything that it was supposed to deliver, it delivered after they decided on that pivot. And all that other stuff. However, I could put the Shawn Michaels Hogan match on repeat and watch that fucking thing all night. Watching Shawn literally basically say to Hogan, fuck your politicking, bitch.
All right, there you go.
It was, yeah, totally entertaining and just an absolute Hall of Fame moment for all the wrong reasons.
The WWE Championship's on the line between John Cena and Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam 2013, or Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude SummerSlam 1990 for the WWF Championship, Tim.
Oh, I'm going with John Cena versus Daniel Bryan on this one here. Warrior versus Rude was Vince's continuing attempt to push Warrior after they realized that they're not going to get anywhere with them, but they're still grasping those straws. It wasn't a great match, really. It wasn't much of anything.
Okay. Casey.
The only thing that I ever thought was good about the Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude was all of the promos that Rick Rude cut leading up to that match. So I'm going to go with John Cena versus Daniel Bryan.
Right.
I'll go Cena Bryan. Because with this main event, I always link in what happened after, which was Brian wins, kick to gut, pedigree, Randy Orton, 1, 2, 3. Holy shit, they actually did that.
There you go. It is Hell in a Cell Edge versus The Undertaker at SummerSlam 2008 versus Triple H, Chris Jericho, Kevin Nash, Goldberg, Randy Orton, Shawn Michaels, World Title, Elimination Chamber, SummerSlam 03. Casey?
What do I want to choose? Man, I hate catching the back end of all these. They always get tougher.
I mean, that's kind
that's
of the point.
Well, yeah, that's obviously the point. Chamber was good. I'm going to go Edge versus Taker.
Tim.
Edge versus Taker was really, really good. I really enjoyed the Elimination Chamber match. They were both extremely entertaining. I'm going to give the Edge to Edge and Taker.
Right.
Excuse me. I'm going to go Edge Taker. As much as I talked about the Elimination Chamber in the round before, for me in this instance, I've got to knock down a peg the Elimination Chamber for the fact that, as you said, Goldberg should have won here, but he didn't. It ended up Triple H, and I think a lot of people thought that was the wrong decision at the wrong or at the right time, essentially.
All right. It is the Intercontinental Championship, Bret Hart versus the British Bulldog, SummerSlam 92, where last man standing for the Universal Championship, Roman and Brock, 2022. Tim.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the IC Championship. Fantastic match. Unbelievable that the IC was the main event at Wembley, giving the Bulldog one hell of a rub.
Casey.
Between these two, yeah, I gotta go Brett versus Davey.
Brent.
I'll go Brett Davey in this instance.
Undertaker, Bret Hart, SummerSlam 1997 for the WWF Championship, or the WWF Championship match between Steve Austin, Mankind, and Triple H from 1999. Brent.
Taker Hart with Shawn as the special guest. The interplay that they all had, the conditions that were there, and what kind of came from it. Ultimately, I'm going to say this.
Tim.
Undertaker, Bret with Shawn, special guest referee.
Okay. Casey.
Austin, Mankind, Triple H for the hell of it.
You only did that for the fact that the other one's moving on.
Yeah. That's why I said for the hell of it.
Yeah.
John, for the hell of it.
John Cena versus Daniel Bryan, SummerSlam 2013, or Hogan Michaels 05. Casey.
Hogan Michaels 05.
Brent.
Cena Bryan.
Tim.
Ooh, the tiebreaker, finally. I told you I could watch it all night long on repeat, Hogan Michaels. From 05.
Final four matches.
Thank God we're getting to the end of this.
Hell in a Cell, Edge versus The Undertaker, 08. Bret Bulldog, IC title, 92. Casey.
Edge versus Taker.
Tim.
Bret versus Bulldog.
In turn.
Devil's Playground.
Undertaker, Bret Hart, 97 for the WWF title. Hogan, Michaels, SummerSlam, 05. Brother, Tim.
Okay, well, this one is where it diverges just because I've watched it on repeat long enough. Taker versus Bret, 97.
Casey.
Just to force Brent to call a tiebreaker, and because I want to see, like, one of the most brutal matches versus one of the most other matches, I'm going Hogan, Sean.
Friends.
He puts this into my hands, and just like it was put in someone else's hands when they had to stare someone down. One, two, three, damn it. Taker, Brett.
Well, apparently he's not just the guy who had the streak at WrestleMania. He is also the guy who had really good matches at SummerSlam. It is Hell in a Cell, Edge versus The Undertaker, 2008. Versus the WWF Championship match, Undertaker versus Bret Hart, 1997, in your finale, Casey.
I'm going to pull the Tim answer, and I'm going to choose the one with Undertaker in it.
I thought that would have been the Bret answer.
No, because that's what you would have said. You would have said, I'm going to choose the one with Undertaker.
I wasn't going to do that. I never even thought about doing that.
Yeah, but you would. Under most circumstances, you 100% would. If one guy was in both matches.
All right, I could have done it. I wasn't doing it, but I could have.
I'm going to go with the Taker match that involved Bret and Shawn.
Tim.
Oh, I'll take the Undertaker match with Bret and Shawn.
Brent.
For the screw job.
The greatest SummerSlam main event of all the times. Bret Hart versus The Undertaker for the WWF Championship. Shawn Michaels, special guest referee, is your winner.
Only took us 3 weeks, a month to get through this?
84 July years.
26.
No, Rock, that's only what it felt like.
84 years.
And we didn't even get... 84 years. We didn't even get a goddamn diamond necklace out of it.
Oh, we dropped did
it
not.
Overboard.
But that will do it for WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, it is season 23 of the WTR Fantasy Draft. Be there. It's going to be fun.
Rock and I have work to do.
We do have work to do. Be there next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. The following Sunday is WTR Jeopardy.
Yay!
So that will be fun as well. So that's the plan for this show. But tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we are live to talk about it around 10:30 p.m. Eastern. To talk Monday Night Raw. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of The Rack. We're going to be talking Madden NFL 27 this Thursday on The Rack. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. As mentioned, we'll be back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for WTR Fantasy Draft Season 23 here on Wrestle Talk Radio. And probably something else after, we shall see. It's at Wild Talk Radio at Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday Night Tim.
you want to follow me on the X machine that we used to call Twitter at Flames Forums, I haven't been tweeting all that much lately because I've been working 14-hour days. However, I'll be getting back into it very shortly and tweeting multiple times daily at Flames Forums on the X machine.
Casey, what are you up to?
I am not using social media that much. Not because I'm working 14-hour days. It's more along the lines of just not being bothered. But you could see the things that I used to post on social media by looking for at Kyle Driver on all of your favorite old social media machines.
Brent?
You can find me on a variety of different social medias, either Twitter /X Threads, Instagram Blue Sky, either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. You can also find me Saturday nights giving trivia insights, going over celebrity birthdays, all that fun stuff with CB Radio. And Chad, working on the draft kit with Rock.
Yeah. Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's not Prime Gamers, not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Support channel for free. You can use credit card Rock Talk at the Fortnite shop. It's hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you for the WTR Fantasy Draft next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wrestle Talk Radio. Tim, send us home.
Well, that's it, everybody. Have yourselves a great week. Don't get too wet when the rains come, for those of you who are in the rainy section. That being said, enjoy your week. Have a great time. We'll catch you next Sunday night for the draft.
WildTalkRadio.com.